Sweetest friends, we are continuing our series of Shiurim in Hilchos Shmiras HaMikdosh. This is the fourth shiur in the series, Siyata Dishmaya. We've already seen Niflos Gedolos Mitaras Hashem, and now we will continue. And we saw in the previous shiur Akasha and the Rambam. The Rambam holds that the reason why you need Shmira and the Mikdash is for kavod, to give kavod to the Mikdash. So if that's true, because you can't compare a palace with guards to a palace without guards, so that being the case, we have to understand how come the Rambam says that we only have this at night. The idea is to guard for kavod, so it should apply sai by day and sai by night. Why only at night? That's the kasha we'd like to deal with. And again, this is we're going in the Mahalich of Moreno Rabbeinu Hagon HaGadol of David Yitzchak Manzitzal. So it would appear that the hechreach, the necessity from the psukim, that the yesod hashmira is like the Sifri Zut and the Rambam say, that it's midin kovid, can't compare a palace with guards to a palace without guards, and not kemashmos divrei Rashi that we spoke about, that the reason you need guards is to make sure that the zorim don't go where they're not invited, is from what it says in Pasuk Dalid that we quoted in an earlier shir, Vishamru es mishmeres oel moed shelich ora Vishamru es oel moed or Vihayu b'mishmeres oel moed. We have this lashon here of Vishamru et mishmeret oel moed. Tagit Vishamru et oel moed or Vihayu b'mishmeret oel moed. Ma'o ma shekatuv Vishamru et mishmeret oel moed. Mashma, sheyesh kvar mishmeret, ela sheota mishmeret tzricha shmira, vehem elu sheyishmerua. It's mashma that there is a mishmeres, and that mishmeres needs shmira. We see this already in the drosh of Chazal, ushmartim es mishmarti. Make a mishmeres for my mishmeres. Moed Katan 5a, Yevamos 21a, and other places. So here also, al oto mishkal, we can say, Vishamru es mishmeres o moed, make a mishmeres for my mishmeres. What's this mishmeres? What exactly are we guarding? And why does it need guarding? And how do you guard it? So from this we see that the Yesod HaDin is She'etzim ha-metziut ha-amitit shel ha-mikdash, the very true reality of the temple as a makom nichbad v'noiro, as a respectable place, as an awesome place, not the way they use awesome today, but awesome kipshuto, that it inspires awe. Harei hi atzma mishmeres ha-mishameres HaMishmeres, HaMishameres, Shelo Tehelov Knisa Dememela Behesach Hadas. The very fact that it's an awesome place, that itself guards us, that we shouldn't stam enter, like we spoke about in the previous year, Beshitas HaRosh, that we shouldn't enter Behesach Hadas, we shouldn't just walk in without thinking. So here we have a commandment to guard this Mishmeres. In other words, to make a shmira, la'asot shmira, she'achen lo hi tikba et ha'chashivut v'ha'kdusha, shezohi ha'mishmeret, ela אבל היא תשמור את מה שיש למשמרת זו בו בלב הכי על ידי עשיית עניין מזה בגלוי לעיני כל ישראל, שעל ידי זה יתקיים במקדש את המשמרת שישנו בו מצד עצמו ביותו קדוש, מלשון נבדל כידוע, דהיינו שאין לו בהישג יד ממילא. So the mikdash is an awesome place. That's the mishmeres that guards us that we shouldn't come in with a hesach hadas without thinking. That's the mishmeres. The etzem mikdash is the mishmeres, and now we have to guard this mishmeres. As we have to make a shmira that's going to guard this mishmeres that there already is. There's already something guarding us from entering. We're not trying to stop people from coming in, as we spoke about, without b'mezid. We're talking about people who are coming in b'shogeg. So we have to have people standing there. So what the very fact that the mikdash is an awesome place is already going to stop people from just, you know, you're taking a shpatzir and you're walking around the old city a little bit. Next thing you know, you find yourself chatz v'shalom in the mikdash. No. The mikdash itself is going to be is going to guard us from that, and then you have to make a shmir on top of that. So the base of mikdash is kadosh. As we know, kadosh is nivdal; it's separate. It's something that we don't have access to on our own, and we have to make a mishmeres for that. V'shamru es mishmeres ol moed. The Ol Moed already has a mishmeres, and you have to guard that mishmeres. So we are being shomer that mishmeres hakodesh. So that's the mahalach of the mitzvah. So in 18:4, it says v'shamuras mishmeres Ol Moed. They have to guard that mishmeres. In other words, there's already no amoy, that's a mishmeres, and they have to guard that. And then it says Vaiter in Pasuk Hey, Vishamras Mishmeres HaKodesh. Because this is a Davar Kodesh, this is a Davar Nivdal, so you have to have this special Shmira for this place that anyway is Mishumar. Anyway, it stops people from coming in because it's such an awe-inspiring place. So that's the Mahalach of the Mitzvah. That's for Shamras Mishmeres HaKodesh. So according to this, we can say that since the tachlis of the mitzvah is to be moineas, to prevent kinisas zorim, as we spoke about in the previous shiurim, that we are showing that this place is a makom that requires kavod, and ultimately that is going to bring to menias kinisas zorim. In other words, you're showing that it's a makom mechubed, but it also has a practical tachlis of being moinei knisas zorim. Harei pshita shelu yitzuyar shishomrim elu yihu zar haomed likanes shevadai yeshna b'chlal mitzvah zo gam mitzvah aleihem b'shmira b'foal shelo yikanes hazar. That if the people there, since this is a ultimately, that's the tachlis. Lu yitzuyah, that these guards should see a zol who is intending to come in, vadai, that they should stop him. Included in the mitzvah is the shmira b'foal, is the practical shmira, that the zar shouldn't come in. And that's also included in the mitzvah. And from this it emerges that during the day where people are coming and going, and there's a serious chshash, there's a hechatimtzi, there's a possibility, there's a concern that the zorim will enter. Harei ha-shmira b'chai gavna tiyeh lo rak b'malach shel shmirat mishmeret v'chanav, ela tehei zo gam shmira la b'foal klapei azharat ha-anashim ha-psulim shelo yikansu u'kefashtut divrei rashi hanav. So, during the day where there's a concern people are going to come in, Zarim are going to come in, so the Shmira in such a case is not just a Mahalach of Shmiras Mishmeres, as we spoke about, that this place is already awesome, and you're guarding its awesomeness. You're making sure that you want to show that this place is so special that people shouldn't just wander in. You have to show kavod to this holy place. Like we said before, that the place itself is a mishmeres that guards that people shouldn't come in Be'ezek Hadas, and we have to guard this mishmeres. In other words, it's not the guards that are making the mishmeres, it's the makom that is the mishmeres, and we are making the guards to enhance that mishmeres and making it something revealed that everybody should be able to see. So anyway, it's a makom kadosh. Anyway, bifnei atzmo, the place itself is a mishmeres, and we are enhancing that mishmeres by having guards around. That's what's happening when there's no chshash of serious chshash of knisas zoyim. But during the day, we mamish need guards there to prevent kinesis arm. There it's more of a chashash. But when it says in the pasuk to be shomer the mishmeres, we see that this alone is the pulas hashmira, because that's only at night. And then at night, you're only being shomer the mishmeres. That was like this, sweet friends. During the day, what are you being shomer? Yes, you're giving cover to the place, but ultimately that's to stop people from coming in. And at night, you're really just being shomer the mishmeres. At night, you're just guarding what's already guarded. In other words, it's already guarded. People are already not going to come in Be'ezek Hadas because it's so holy. And you are guarding that guarding, that since it's holy, people aren't stam going to come in. But at night, there's no real concern that people are going to come in. So ultimately, of course, they have to stop that as well. But that's not the purpose at night. At night, the purpose is just to show, practically speaking, it's just to show that this place is very holy, it's a mishmeres, that the place itself stops people from coming in, zorim from coming in. And you are guarding what it's already guarding. Meaning that that it's already guarded because it's an awesome place, it's a holy place. And you're guarding that awesomeness and that holiness. And practically speaking, you're probably not going to have to stop Zarim from coming in. So that's why at night, the main role is to be shown with the Mishmeres. During the day, there's a real concern that the Zarim are going to come in. So there you're not just being shown with the Mishmeres. There you're really stopping the Zarim from coming in. So why then don't you need guards during the day to stop the Zarim from coming in befo'al? And the answer is, because as we saw in the previous shiur from the Rosh, that if you have Shomrim at night, that's going to be poil b'das b'nei adam, that's going to show people, oh, this is not a place we go into. Like we said, ultimately the tachas of the mitzvah is to be moneah k'nisas Zarim. But at night it's not necessary because there's not so many Zarim walking around. But we have Shomrim there at night to be Shomrim the Mishmeres, to show there's a very, very holy place. And you don't come in stam. And therefore we have them at night, and then when they see people see it at night, it's also going to prevent them from coming in during the day. But during the day, if we would have Shomrim, they would be there to mamish stop Zarim from coming in. And at night, when people observe how holy the place is, that's going to stop people from wandering in during the day. So we have a makor mefurash that the mitzvah is only at night. Again, what's the makor? Vishamru as mishmeres hakodesh. They're just guarding the mishmeres. They're not guarding from zarim coming in, because that's a dezach. That's going to happen during the day. They're just guarding the mishmeres that it's already an awesome place. And the place itself stops people from coming in because it's so holy and special. And you're guarding that to show, oh, this is really a holy and special place. You have something galui, something revealed, something exposed to show that this is a very holy place. And again, memela, people aren't going to come in. And at night, there's no such chashash necessarily. People are going to come in. People aren't walking around at night. There's no avod at night. Stuff's not happening there much at night. But that's going to stop also during the day that people don't come in. Because they're going to see at night how much of a kavod you're giving to the place. And Mimela, we're not bothered by the Teferis Yisrael's Kasha that we mentioned. It says Vachonim Lifnei Amishkan Moshe Aaron Ubanov. It doesn't say Laila. Also Zatol Benecha Itcha Lifnei Ola Eidus. It doesn't say Laila. But we have our Pasuk. Our Pasuk of Hashemrus Mishmeres HaKodesh. So that teaches us it's Laila and Mimela. That applies to the other Pasukim as well. And now we can also understand the Lashon of the Rambam, Mitzisese Chav Beis, that the Mitzisese is Laleches Svivoi Tomid Legadloi. It's Mashma Tomid. That's one Girsa of the Rambam. It's Mashma Tomid. Sharei Kenit Ba'er Lo Rak Et Tachlit HaMitzvah Amar B'Zeh HaRambam El Et Yisod Shem HaMaaseh HaMechuyav Amar B'Zeh HaRambam. So the Rambam says Tamid because that's the Mais Tamachuyiv. You always have to go around it to glorify it. But the Hechatimtzi of this Tamid is only at night. Why? Because if the Vort is to be Mefire it, to glorify it, then it only can be at night. Because during the day, you have to be Shomer Befoyal, that people shouldn't come in. So therefore, the Maisa, only at night you're having guards, but it's really Tamid. Because the Lefaro is Tamid. It's glorifying it for always, that even during the day you should glorify it, that even during the day people shouldn't come in. But at night, you're only glorifying it, because nobody's coming in. And then during the day, people also are not going to come in because you've glorified it at night. So really it is Tamid. It is glorified Tamid. But just Lamaisa, since if you would put guards there during the day, then they'd be Mionaya Knesa Zarim, so then it wouldn't just be Lefaro. So therefore the mitzvah is only at night, it's Lefire. But it's really Tamid because it always brings it glory. That even during the day, people aren't going to stop wandering. So it's both Tamid, but it's only Balai, and it's also only Balaila. And that's what the Rambam says in Losis Se Samach Zayin, Melechas Svivo Tamid, Kol Alayla. Because the Chiyuv is Svivo Tamid, and the Kiyum is only at night. And then we have the Girsa of the Frankel Girsa. He puts in the word Balaila. But even according to our Girsa, like we spoke about in a previous shiur, the Frankel Rambam, the Rambam of Rav Shapsi Frankel, it says Tamid. Mitzvah Sechov Beis, it says B'chol Laila. And in Lat Los it says Samach Zayin. Umileches svivo tamid kol alayla. So you see that in the Frankel Girsa, he emphasizes night. Whereas in the non-Frankel Girsa, he says, Chav Beis, mitzvah Chav Beis, shetzivanu lishmor al amikdash v'leches svivo tamid lechabdo. He doesn't say night. But in Lo Sisei Samach Zayin, the Rambam Taka does say night. But it's really not a kasha. because whether the Rambam writes night or not, but it's tamid, because you always have to glorify it. Just an hour in the Frankel Rambam, he's mefarit that it's at night. He says, "Umileches svivo tamid kol halayla." That you have to go around it, tamid kol halayla. It's both. It's tamid and it's kol halayla. It's tamid because you're showing kavod. Tamid. But the befoal that you have to show the kavod is at night, because during the day would be limnoa knisas zarim. In our Gerson, the non-Frankel Rambam, it says, the one I got from my bar mitzvah, it says, V'leches svivo tamid. There he doesn't mention Laila, because again, the mitzvah is tamid, but the befoal of this tamid is going to be only at night. Because the word is to l'chabdo l'romo l'gadlo. So l'chabdo l'romo l'gadlo is only if you do it at night. During the day it would be to be monea k'nisa zarim. That's when zarim were coming in. But rather it's at night that you're trying to show it covered, and then again, the tachlis of that, when you show it covered, mele people aren't going to come in. And in Samach Zayin, and Mitzvah Losa says Samach Zayin, Rambam there says, Sheus harnu milzatzel b'shmir samikdash milecha svivo tamid kol alayla. So again, there you have a shiluv of the two. You have the tamid and kol alayla. And what's that shiluv of tamid and kol alayla? That really it's tamid, but the befoal is kol alayla. Because again, the mitzvah is really tamid. Even if you don't have layla, like in mitzvah esei chav beis, it's tamid, you always want to show it glory, but befoal, you're only showing it glory at night, and then, so if you have at night thrown in there, like the Frankel, it's great, and if you don't have, still, the Rambam's telling us the Yisod HaMitzvah, to always give it kavod, it's showing that it always has kavod. But again, like the Rambam paskins in the Yad, befoal, you're only going to have shomer there at night. And again, this is learned from the pasuk of Hashemuras Mishmeres HaKodesh, that you have to guard the Mishmeres. The place itself is a Mishmeres, and you have to guard that. And like we saw in a previous year, that the Gedar of the mitzvah is to give it covered, to show that it's a chashuv, a place that people stam shouldn't come in. And you're showing it covered, but ultimately the tachlis is that it's going to prevent people from coming in. And during the day, we would have shomrim, then there'd mamish be to stop people from coming in. Not just to give it kavod. So that's not the mitzvah. The mitzvah is to give it kavod, lefara, leroma, and legadel, and it's only at night, and memela, that gives kavod all the time, that people even during the day are going to be careful from entering. And we have a lot more to talk about, sweet friends. So please stay tuned. We also want to get to Shmiras Ketanim. It's a fascinating topic. And please stay tuned. And we will hopefully see more and more Neflos Miteres Hashem. Thank you so much for listening. Shalom, shalom, sweetie.